Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
How long's Debbie been at the start of the show there?
Have Who's we always Debbie?
Had that voice that we just had there?
I didn't hear Debbie. Did that we? Person that just spoke. That's yeah. Jessie.
No, yes. No, Deb.
It's about time you learned.
Sorry, I knew it was a girl's name.
Who's Debbie?
Debbie that just spoke then. Do you
During
not know
the
Deb, the voiceover artist?
Yeah. No, I was in the toilet. I don't know Deb.
What? How are you so, like, on every day, 3 p.m. ticks around, you're
need
like,
to
gotta go!
I know, it's like my alarm.
Yes.
Well, hey, Deb, for starters.
When's the last time you wet the bed, Carrie?
What is... Okay.
When he What's said going? It's your alarm, I thought, does it always wake you up?
My pee? Yes, it does. But usually because I need to go, not because I've
That's
gone.
That's my main source of nightmares now.
Is wetting the bed.
Is no, I wake up because I need to pee. And I think if I could just control myself and not drink fluids after, say, 6 p.m., would I have no nightmares?
That's what
in
I
my
had
life?
To do to train my children, not give them fluids after 6.
See, I need a mum. I mean, I've got my mum. Hey, mum. I love you.
I mean, they were dehydrated and so thirsty when they were peeing the bed.
Oh, it's going to be a fun show. Heaps still to come. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Coming up very soon this afternoon, your shot at $20,000, all thanks to the Foxtel original drama series, The 12. Just register at carrieandtommy.com.au.
Hey, Bickers, last week we discussed the fact that I did not complete the England to Belgium swim, and also we weren't at our fundraising goal of $100,000 to raise money for a trial to find a cure for spinal cord injuries. That bit I still had a chance of getting to, so we wanted to make that happen over the week. We had fantastic Deb call in and promise us $15,000, which is enough to get me to $100,000. If only we completed our one task over the weekend.
All right, we're here at Abbey Road, which is basically England, mate. It's full of English backpackers.
It is.
The final 15 grand is on the line.
Yes. I've got an English beer here, and I've got my Speedos on under this. And Jesse, have you got your duck fat?
I do have my duck fat.
In something that I can't believe we're doing for a second time, are you ready to duck fat me up?
I guess this is it.
You start duck fatting as I start stripping. That's our 1-2 combo.
It's a real 1-2 punch.
I drink my English beer and then I run, which is what every runner wants to do, to the beach. Mm-hmm. Carrie's sitting there in a kayak. Is she dressed as a French woman?
Yes.
And I swim around her. Yep. She'll kick me out of the water. And then we head on to the Belgian beer cafe to drink a Belgian beer. And then this whole swimming saga is behind us.
Deb gives you the 15 grand. We hit the target. Oh, we're done.
Time for my favourite bit. Jesse, fat me up, which is a lot better than saying make me fat. I'm wearing the worst outfit ever, which is Speedos, but with
runny up. My pacemaker's about to go off.
Good man. Jesse, I'm feeling very vulnerable again.
You look great.
I'm wearing the outfit which people wear to an orgy in a park, which is almost nothing but runners on, so I get some purchase on the grass.
Oh, I need a big scoop here.
Why am I keeping my eyes out and make myself more identifiable?
Oh, sorry, that's... I've squirted
you need to be like big boy. Once again, the hurtful thing is not turning enough heads.
I think this is probably quite normal for St Kilda.
So do I.
Are you feeling fatted?
I'm feeling fatted and bloated. Jesse, let's run.
And
that's... Oh, my God.
Damn, he was a sexy fish. Oh, you've got the beer down really well.
Can we go?
I think we can go.
See you at the beach.
All right.
See you and keep up, big boy. And the beach keeps running, running, and running,
running, and running, running, and running, running. Oh, there is a lot of traffic.
It's okay.
Seeing him run past the pram.
I reckon we can go road.
Oh, he's going into the tram truck.
Jesse, how's your pace on this?
This is a lot. Oh, my God, he's really speeding up. I'm trying to film you as we go. I got a very strong wow.
That's nice.
From the crowd. There's someone on an Uber Eats bike next to us, and suspiciously they've slowed down to have a watch. So if your meal is cold, now you know why.
Oh my God, that pint is really...
You getting any burps come up yet?
That pint's really bouncing around.
For the man who is a famous spewer as he swims, still really put you to the test.
I think I might shit myself too.
Don't take Saunders gear. Oh, this is fun. Now we're at a red light crossing and we have to wait. There is a man here who has done a double and now a triple take.
And he just slowly shook his head.
All right, here we go. Green light. All right. A little bit further on the run left. The kayaks are just up ahead. Here we are. He's still turning heads despite being in Speedos on a beach.
And I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
And what you're about to hear next was one of the bigger decisions I had to make in my career.
I was surprised by the outcome of this, actually.
You were sitting out on the water, far more exposed than you thought you'd be. Anyway, you'll find out what happens next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And if you have just joined us, to try and make the final $15,000 to get to my fundraising goal of $100,000 for the big swim, we had a final challenge to complete because it was a mini version of the swim. Getting down to Speedos, covered in duck fat, running, drinking an English pint, then running down to the beach where you were going to be waiting in a canoe dressed as a French woman and I was going to swim around you. That is where we pick up the act.
All right, Bickers.
All right. Well, this is a bit of fun, isn't
this
it?
This is actually quite tranquil compared to the little run.
I don't know
which...
what he's complaining about.
Yeah.
Nothing like an ocean swim to get you up and about.
Quite nice. Can't feel how cold the water is, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Turning right a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I really need to learn some French. Give me some French words that I can learn. I should have Googled get out of the water in French.
Oh, yeah?
Do you have your phone?
Hey, Siri, how do you say get out of the water in French?
In French, get out of the water is sort de l'eau.
Sort de l'eau.
Sort de l'eau.
Sort de l'eau.
Sort de l'eau. Le or le?
L-E-A-U.
Sort de l'eau.
Oh, paddle into the wave again.
Sort de l'eau.
Let's not quite... I mean, that's not too bad. Oh, my God, these waves are quite large for a bay.
Oh, wow.
Oh my goodness. Where have they come from?
Well, that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any other French words I need? Comment?
What else would you like to say?
We are French police.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Siri, how do you say we are French police in French?
Nous sommes la police française.
What?
Nous sommes la police française.
Nous sommes la... Nous sommes la police française.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nous sommes la police française. Sort of loup. Okay, here he comes.
Oh, I've spotted the French woman. The French, I've got to stop saying the French. Le French woman.
Just before he gets into earshot of us, because I'm scared that I don't want to give him this idea, what are the chances of him tipping us out of this boat?
Do you think?
Well,
I'm not dressed for that.
Neither
this
am
is
I.
His thing. I'm here to help.
I know.
He does that. Here he comes. Oi! Oi!
Bonjour!
No, not bonjour. We're not happy about it.
Oh, sorry.
How
you
do we
say bonjour angrily?
Bonjour! Bonjour. Nous sommes la police française! Nous sommes la police française! Nous sommes la police française! Sordelou! Sordelou!
Not again!
Nous sommes la police française! Sordelou! I don't know, that's the only words I know, so.
Where do you want me to go, you crazy French woman?
Go around!
Anywhere but here! Peace off!
Around this boat here and back in?
Yep.
And
yep.
Then to the Belgian beer cafe?
Yes, that's where it is.
What if I tip the boat?
No, we've discussed that. No. Here, right here.
What do you mean? I feel like we're running out
of microphones on this show.
I feel like I have more power here against the French than I did out at sea. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Tommy's here today.
Tommy's here today. Everybody clap your hands because Tommy's here today.
Swimming in the bay.
We're swimming in the bay.
And then everybody clap your hands, swimming in the bay.
They hate him in
Francais. They hate him in Francais. Everybody
clap your hands, they hate him in Francais.
What if I tip the boat?
No,
oh my God, no. No. Phones! Microphones! No! No!
No! No! No!
No!
No!
I have to run with you for the rest of this.
I've got nothing but support you on this, so you even think about it!
You will never get another French visa.
I think that's not happening anyway.
Geez, things got a things got a bit more heated than I remember out there. I did not tip you in because
no.
Were you surprised?
I was very surprised, but it was a good, smart decision.
Mm. Yes. I was also surprised by something next because we then started running to the Belgium Beer Cafe, which my memory of the city that we're in was there was one just a couple of kilometres away. I found out that had been closed for years. And the route that we had to run covered in duck fat and
states.
In Speedos was a lot further.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because where do we leave things?
We left things. We're doing a mini swim challenge to finally sign, seal and deliver my fundraising goal of $100,000 to find a cure for spinal cord injuries. Drink a pint at an English pub. Done.
Yep.
Run down to the beach in Speedos and duck fat. Done. You were sitting out in a canoe just as a French woman. I swam around you.
You didn't throw me in the water. You contemplated it, but you remembered that I keep you employed. So you did not do that, which was an amazing, good decision.
Remember where the bread was buttered and all over my body with the butter also. Now we are on shore and Jesse and I need to take off and run to the Belgium.
Which was a lot further away than you remembered.
Yes. And Jesse admits to us, running is not his thing.
Jesse, we've seen a scooter.
Scooter time.
For you.
Oh, it's totally. Because this guy is not a runner.
I'll have it on the record that we have been going 100 metres.
Oh, man. That's twice as far as I normally go.
You
ready? My God.
Can the scooter keep up?
Yeah, this is great. Man. Oh, the boy's got pace.
I mean, not for long.
Oh, mate, I've just put it on fast mode.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know how Eli wanted me to film any of this. Because I can barely hold on.
You can use the microphone.
Yeah. Well, Deborah, if you're hearing this, you're getting a real interesting adventure.
Yeah, I mean, my legs are still numb from the water.
Oh, great.
Three teenage boys just yelled at me.
It was nice stuff, though, I'm sure.
It sounded like they said, far out, you're a legend, but it just came out like this. Head.
Yeah, it was just blurred together because you're running.
And one lady's walked right off the path. She is not having a bar.
The further away from the beach we get, the more looks I get.
Thank you.
I feel like the goggles hide my shame.
Well, that's the only thing they're hiding.
I also think the dog here is smelling the duck fat on you and would love to take a chunk out of one of those juicy, juicy thighs.
Juicy fat-covered thighs.
And then we hit a little bit of a...
Jesse was puffing so much.
And he was on a scooter. He was on a scooter. Because then we hit a little bit of a hurdle because we've been running for a little bit and I thought, oh, the beer place that I remember in this city is just around the corner. And that's when a producer, Annabelle, slipped in her car and showed me a map and she said, you've only got 4.5 more k's to go.
Oh, my God.
And I said, sorry, it's just around the corner. She said, that place has been closed for years. You're running to the Belgian Beer Cafe, a total of about 7.5 k's.
Oh, my God, with a guy that doesn't run
into the city,
on a scooter.
With a guy who doesn't run, who's on a scooter, which, mind you, because we were going so far, the scooter went out of range. And so
what happens then?
He abandoned,
it dies.
He abandoned the scooter and he said,
it's not he. Yeah.
Well, both. And then Jesse said, calmly, I'll just run with you. And I said, are you sure?
Oh, my God.
And then, not a word of a lie, about 5 minutes later, I felt calm. And I thought, why do I feel so calm? And it's because it had gone quiet.
Oh, my God.
Real quiet.
I've lost Jesse. I was just running along and I've just turned around and there's no Jesse.
Oh, no.
And the big boy is blowing hard. Oh,
your boy's gassed.
I just turned around and you were gone.
I was pretending to check the directions for what I really needed.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I just felt lonely and then I turned around and you were gone.
Yeah. I was about a kilometre behind. You had to circle back. So, quick look. 1.5 kilometres to go.
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Is that for me or you? Is he done?
Oh, mate, it's a bad time to be me.
I'll see you there.
I reckon you might have to.
Is the puffer back jacket a bad choice?
Oh, it's never been a worse choice.
Yeah, because you know at the moment it looks like You're just a predator that spotted me at the beach.
Yeah.
And chased me the whole way into the city.
Excuse me, sir.
And the only thing keeping me safe is the slight bit of athletic prowess I have over the creep with the puffer jacket.
Oh, Jess.
Jesse, are you
to
honestly?
Be fair, this is not his mission.
No, no,
he shouldn't have had to take up running just to get you 100K.
No, no.
I thought he was running so fast, and then I looked back at the footage and I was like, oh, Tommy's just jogging.
I was not. I was genuinely concerned. I thought we were running side by side, and then it had just gone quiet for a while. And I looked back, I honestly, it looked like he'd seen through time. He was just like, hand, you know when people get a
yeah,
stitch
their
and hands
above
on their
head?
It was like, oh. No, I'm like, what's happened? Has he had an allergic reaction? Or
so
something?
You went on without him?
No, no, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
He went, I'll just walk for a bit and we should be good. And so now I'm in Speedos and duck fat and walking. Walking while a man pants next to me. Trying to get all the attention. You'll see if we finish it next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Completing our final swim challenge to raise our $100,000 because we have swum around you dressed as a French woman yep. from an English pub. I'm now running through the streets covered in duck fat with Jesse, who is dying
yep.
behind us.
Dead yeah. weight.
We have to arrive at a Belgian beer yep. cafe to drink a Belgian beer, and it's over.
Yep.
Waiting yep. at that Belgian beer cafe
oh, I forgot about
is
him.
None other
yes.
than Steve Price, who was going to be
in the kayak with me.
But he couldn't for a reason that he did not disclose until I ran in there, panting in Speedos, in duck fat.
Pricey. You're a great man.
Bit of shrinkage
here. I left it in the middle of the day.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you bought the potatoes.
And the duck fat.
Oh, my gosh, I'm covered in duck fat already. This chair is now covered in duck fat as well.
Duck fat, let's explain
yes.
to people.
Yes.
Lard.
Yes.
Or duck fat.
Yes.
On your body in the channel.
Yes.
Is for what purpose? To make you glide?
Well, I found out they haven't used it for years.
What?
They use a thing called lanolin.
I went and bought jars of this stuff.
Mate, don't pretend. We can tell that you've been eating duck fat potatoes for some time.
How
now.
Could you tell that?
It was your general happy demeanour.
Oh, dear. Look, I'm very sorry about not being in the water.
That's okay.
I mean, I tried really hard to be there, but you need to know, late last night, I got my old wetsuit out of the shed.
Yes.
So I'd keep warm in the water.
Of course.
I couldn't get the zip done up. It's been a while since I've
did you try
had a surf.
Did you try slipping into it with some duck fat?
So I suspect the duck fat and the spuds and the guts and the wetsuit didn't work.
Well, they do say you are what you eat, so you're just slowly turning into a potato.
Can you imagine me in the middle of the night trying to pull, you know, the back zipper up? Didn't
did
work.
Did you get stuck in it?
Yep.
Did you need help to get out of it?
I had to get myself out of it. I leant on a wall because they say once you turn 60, when you put your undies on, you lean against the wall. Did you know that?
No.
That's a thing.
You lean against a wall to keep your
job. So you don't fall over when you lift your leg up. Did you not know that?
I did not know. Does that mean everyone over 60 has a slightly muddy patch on their wall?
From well, where they're always I would there? Hope not, no. But it's just one of those tips for the older gents what, who are listening.
See, Pricey, this is why you're so valuable. These are bits of wisdom I would never know.
So I found a pair of booties.
Yes.
And I found a sort of a rash vest.
Yeah.
I put that on. I couldn't get that off either. I slept in my rash vest. Fest and kept the booties on and I kept quite warm in bed, so thanks.
Well, there you go. That might be your look now. Is the rashie still on under there?
No, I took it off.
You got out of it at some stage.
Yeah, I was just hopeful of tipping Carrie into the bay. It didn't work really,
did you?
Did
you know, I've softened because I had Carrie's boat by the side.
Yes.
And I didn't tip her in.
You're kidding me. Why not?
I don't know.
She's been on a, you know, glitzy European all-paid holiday. First place she needs to be is in the bay, mate. It's not. I know it's not Cap Ferrat or one of those nice southern French places, but tip her in.
I get scared of the boss sometimes.
Now, in all seriousness,
yes.
This charity fundraiser you've done is outstanding.
Thank you, boss.
I think you've... And I understood... I was not mean to be mean on the project the other night. I understood your genuine grief about not being able to deliver.
Yes.
As a result, you've done what you've done today, this weekend. And I think that's a very, very generous thing for you to do, to make people who've made the donations feel better. So, because I know what a genuine person you are, I'd like to donate $500 myself to that charity, because I think it's an extraordinary thing that you're doing.
Pricey, I really appreciate it, and that's lovely words, and thank you, but I know how much money you've got, and I'd like
make
to make
it $1,000. Thank you, Pricey. I knew you'd do that. That's why I started at $500.
Good on you, Pricey.
Good on you, Pricey. And good on you. You've completed it. Done. Tick.
Done.
Never need to talk about it again.
$100,000.
I mean, I'm happy to talk about it as much as you want to talk about it.
$100,000 for the wonderful
Amazing.
Folks at Spinal Cord Injuries Australia to go towards a trial to find a cure for those with a spinal cord injury. And, of course, a big thanks once again to Deb, our amazing caller, who chucked in $15,000.
And of course, if you do want to see Tommy running through the city again in duck fat and speedos, at Carrie Tommy Show on the socials.
I'm so sorry.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon, and here's how you could win 20 grand.
This Thursday, Carrie and Tommy are locking 12 strangers in a room for 3 hours. One person will walk away with 20 grand cash. But only if they can convince enough people in that room that they deserve it the most. Carrie and Tommy's. Who are you to judge? Thanks to the Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
It's an amazing show. If you haven't checked it out, it's got Sam Neill, Brooke Satchwell, and Brendan Cowell. And it all revolves around the 12 jurors. So we thought, because we'd get together 12 of our own to fight it out for 20 grand.
I thought so much about this on the weekend because we've met some of our jurors already and so many of them need the cash. And I was imagining myself in that room thinking, how would you pick who to give the money to? And then I heard a tiny bit about our contestant, our juror number 10 that we're about to induct. And I thought, how the hell is she going to convince this room of people? She deserves the money. Jodie, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Give us your story, Jodie. Why do you need the cash?
Look, I don't have a dying grandmother. I don't have a dog that needs an operation, but I do have a really good reason that I want to hold until I'm in the room with the 11 other jurors. To really sort of prove to them why I need the money.
Will you tell them that you've just got back from a holiday in Bali, Jodie?
No, I won't tell them that much. No, I won't tell them that I overspent on my Bali holiday. Definitely not.
Okay.
And that I indulged a little, you know, planning ahead, thinking I may have already won this cash. But I do have a little something there that I'm going to use on the day. A little kicker, but yes, not going for sympathy. And I always say, nice girls finish last.
Well, I like it, savage Joes. And even the people that are going for sympathy, there's nothing to say that they are definitely telling the truth. And one of your lines on your little profile sheet that we have in front of us, it says, "Willing to lie, cheat, and steal."
Absolutely. I read something online that jurors are meant to abide by a certain code of conduct, and I'm not willing to abide by that code of conduct.
Yeah, this is a different jury system that we're operating on this show.
That's exactly right. Lie, cheat and steal, crocodile tears. Look, if I'm lying, everyone else could be lying, so I guess it's who's got the best strategy and who can lie the best.
Well, you're going to have to somehow keep the 20K. You've got to come to a consensus, otherwise that 20K is not staying in that room, Jodie, and one of our listeners gets to call up and steal it away. So I really hope that you've got the power of persuasion.
I do. I absolutely do. I've got something there, like I said, a little carrot to dangle. So if it's coming to the crunch, I think I've got what it takes to get me over the line.
Jodes, it's only 3 days away. What does an elite lying, cheating, stealing athlete like yourself do in the lead up before a big competition? What happens between now and game time?
Look, there's a few beers in the afternoon, a bit of chatting with my husband, a bit of strategy talk, there is. But I think a few beers helps get the juices flowing, and maybe a bit of research online to see what it takes to be able to convince people that you're genuine and trustworthy.
Don't look up to the left or right. There's something about when you lie, you look up to the left or right.
The lying bit.
Yeah,
yes.
Don't do that.
That's right. Don't cross your arms. There's things like that. Google will help me.
Good on you, Jodes. Well, we wish you all the best, and we will see you Thursday where we give someone $20,000.
So thanks to the brand new Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. There are still heaps more to come, the Savo.
Coming up next, though, my mum said something to me yesterday and I cannot get it out of my head. And I'm concerned I'll never be able to look at her or my father the same way again.
Did you know I heard your mum swear quite a bit the other night?
Did you?
Yeah.
When you had dinner without me.
Yeah.
And I always tell you not to swear in front of her.
Mm.
She didn't swear. She did not swear.
What's she dropping?
Actually, she did swear.
Guess what? You won't believe this too. Not even the
F1.
The F1
definitely
is exactly
not.
What
don't
she
you
dropped.
Lie about Jenny. I'm getting defensive
hand
now.
Hand on my heart,
she
on my
not.
And Jenny's life. And, of course, I already love your mum, but it made me love her even more. Yep, threw it round.
Well, that's where I get it from, isn't it? Anyway, so what did you say
outrageous.
To me? I will tell you next.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Mum's birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Never called her Jen. Don't know why I would start now, but happy birthday, Jen.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Mum. Amazing woman. You know I
incredible.
Know. Just undoubtedly. No naysayers around anywhere.
I don't reckon she'd have a naysayer. No. And if she did, they'd be wrong.
Absolutely.
One of the best.
Took her out yesterday.
Like a trooper.
Well, she doesn't. I'm not convinced. I feel like you're lying there. But anyway.
So famously had a fling with Mark Holden.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm. When they were at high school, they acted opposite each other and had a pash.
Yes.
Anyway, took her out yesterday for her birthday with Evie. And we went to Loom, this exhibition, Van Gogh exhibition. Like, it's all this interactive. What?
Hang on.
What?
Just hang on one second.
What?
We have been doing advertisements on this show for the very exhibition.
Okay, yes.
You got free tickets.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. We've just said how incredible she is. And you went, Mum, I've got some free tickets.
I only got back last week. It was quick to organise getting her a gift.
Does she even like that kind of
stuff?
She
loves artists.
She loves artists.
No, she loves that sort of stuff. Okay. Last year we went to a Picasso exhibition that I also got.
Oh, my God. Imagine if we find out Jenny actually hates art and it's just because Carrie keeps getting free tickets.
No.
And she's thinking,
I did want to go, but I didn't know about it because I haven't been here. And then all of a sudden I got off of the tickets. I thought Mum would love that. Took her and it was fantastic. It's all about making art accessible to this new generation. And it was so cool because there's sight and sound stuff going on, music playing, and I'm teaching Evie all about Van Gogh. So depressing. And controversially, not my favourite artist. Can I say that?
You can't after getting free tickets, no.
Yes, you can. Because the free tickets, you don't have to say you love the artist.
Okay.
Just all the work of the artist.
No,
it's about how it was brought to life that I thought was phenomenal.
Okay.
But if I had to rank artists, he's not my favourite.
Who's at the top?
I do like Picasso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free tickets again.
No, but that's not why I
have you ever paid for an art show? You know how the arts are grossly undersupported in this country?
Oh, stop that. You stop that. Mate, I'll take my donation away from you if you keep talking. We actually, there's this room you go into, because I do love the sunflowers, and this room that you go into where you get to paint one of the scenes. You draw one of the scenes. They show you how to draw a Van Gogh Starry, Starry Night. So there's Van Gogh's Starry, Starry Night.
Yes.
And then this was me. You only get like 4 minutes to do it. This was mine.
You get
mine.
4 minutes to do a Van Gogh.
Mine. You got 4 minutes to do a Van Gogh.
Because this is so bad.
No, but sorry. That's just the outline.
The reason I'm saying it's so bad is because off air, you told me before, you went, oh, my God, I did a drawing. I'm pretty much Van Gogh. Van Gogh sucks.
I did not say I'm pretty much Van Gogh.
And now you've shown me.
And that's Evie's.
Yeah,
that's
Evie's is even better than yours. But
see,
still bad.
That's what we were drawing. That we were just copying what was on in front of us. We didn't copy Van Gogh.
These?
We copied an artist who was drawing like Van Gogh. Okay?
These suck. Even if I got free tickets to this show, I'd want my money back.
I felt really proud of what I did.
You shouldn't. No, not of that.
Anyway,
you take
it home and then you do that in the room and under under pressure in 4 minutes, and then you go home and you get to sketch and colour it in and paint.
Oh, well, show us that one.
Well, I didn't go home and do that because I had stuff to do, didn't I? I didn't realise you were going to be such a harsh critic.
But, mate, that's so bad. That's not like
it's not just an initial drawing.
Oh, I know, okay? But you told me yours was like.
Okay, I was proud of it.
Like you look at from Van Gogh to yours, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
I never said that. Okay. Anyway, as we were walking out, we'd had such a great day, and I can't recommend it highly enough. And I'm not just saying that because I got free tickets. I really loved it. As we went out, Ave Maria was playing.
I picture Carrie drawing away to this. Like, I'm nailing it.
Let me give you something else to picture.
I'm a free spirit.
Let me give you something else to picture. As that's playing, as we're walking out, my mum says quite loudly, "Your dad and I conceived you to that music."
Oh, my God.
She said, and then he went off to the footy. And I looked at her and I went, oh, you're great. And I was like, first of all, too much information.
It's
I don't want to know what you conceived me to.
It's a lot.
They haven't been together for 30 years. I don't want to think about my parents.
Well, to be fair,
love.
It's not a new hit.
Do you think anyone now? Does the do to Ave Maria?
Ave Maria, 13 10 60. Have you done it to Ave Maria?
Did that get anyone in this room going?
not until you mentioned your parents going at it.
Oh, it's weird.
The whole thing's weird. Listen to this. Come on, Jess, give us it.
Hurry up, Brian. You've got to get to the football.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I can't. It makes me feel sick. Oh. Okay. I want to know 13, 10, 60. I'm actually interested now, 13, 10, 60, if that gets you in the mood.
Can we also do what song were you conceived to? Have your parents told you?
Because I was going to do 13, 10, 60, too much information from your parents.
I know you were. It's written on the board.
But I'm open to all of the above. What were you conceived to? Is anyone still doing the dude at Ave Maria? And when did your parents tell you too much info?
So many cool topics.
Are you a fan of Van Gogh? Do you like my drawing?
Have you lost an ear?
13 10 60 is the number.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
Driving you home for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13 10 60, when did your parents tell you too much information? What song were you conceived to? And were you conceived to Ave Maria specifically?
No, not were you conceived. Are people still doing the do to Ave Maria?
Oh, so sorry.
Because it's a very old tune. In fact, when my parents would have been conceiving me, my mum's revealed to me that they conceived me to Ave Maria. It was a lot.
Before your dad then went to the footy.
But even back then, that would have been an old song.
Brian, the game is about to start.
But stop role playing. It's weird. But even back then, it would have been old. I would have thought they'd have been to something more contemporary. Bit of Fleetwood Mac, bit of, you know.
This may shock you but I do not know the year that Ave Maria was brought out.
I think it's like a long time ago.
Oh, good. That's true.
That's very accurate, isn't it?
It's narrowing it down, boy.
Stephanie, what are you calling about?
Hi, my parents told me that I was born to "This Is How You Remind Me" by Nickelback. This
is how you God.
Me of what I am. Like you. And what suburban pub toilets were they in while that was playing, Stephanie?
Yeah, 2003. They were only young, only 15, 16. So,
wow.
Does something happen to you, Stephanie, when you hear Nickelback? Come on, does it make you? Does it?
Well, every time it comes on, I always forget about it. It's always my younger sister who goes, "Yeah!"
What happens to you when Ave Maria comes on?
No, I just wondered whether you somehow know it, you know, like it's in your bones.
Jesse, give us a bit of Ave Maria. Let's see what happens to Biggs's bones.
No, I want to bath because I've got the image of my parents
you
doing
want to
the
bath.
Do. Bath. Oh. Nickelback is not good in any scenario, and particularly not in the bedroom.
Can I ask a question that may be inappropriate? It's not about your parents specifically. Have you ever heard a theory about the way you do the do can lead to the gender
yes,
of the...
Yes, yes, yes.
And interesting.
What is that all you want to
That's
know?
All.
Because then I want to know books, which... mate. Which what?
Yeah, which ones...
Which they were doing it...
Which, no,
what?
Which ones famously go to which genders?
Okay, we can talk about this off air.
Yep, that's what I thought. Simone,
get ask my mum to test. Simone, what are you
Hello.
Calling about? Hi.
Well, my mum tells me that I was conceived to Boys to Men Make Love to You.
Oh. There'd be a lot of Make Love to You babies out there, I reckon.
Yeah.
Baby, all through the night. Baby, all through the night. Mm-hmm. Is someone singing while doing the do-a turn-off? No? You paused. Are you into it?
No, I just can't believe the whole time that they were just playing Ave Marie on the radio, because the whole time I pictured Brian singing.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, the Sabo.
Sorry, it's me.
Yeah, it is you.
I was excited too. I forgot. I'm excited.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, I don't know if I am excited.
Okay. I'm not sure how to react.
So J-Lo and Ben Affleck have tied the knot.
Oh, you've told me you're not excited about this. You think she can do better.
No, it's 20 years after they first got engaged, and then that led to nothing, and now they're back at it and they're married. I hope he's good enough for her. I just worry, and I don't think when you get to that height, now having seen her Super Bowl show, I worry for her, and I don't know if you get to that height if anyone tells you the truth. If any friend would actually say... He's not right.
You don't reckon Jennifer Garner's got on the phone and said, hey, do you remember those photos that came out? That was all real.
Like, I mean, I hope they're happy. They got married in the same chapel that Britney Spears did, Sinatra, same place.
Oh, so that's...
It's good omen, is it? How long did Sinatra stay married for?
I don't know.
Do you mean
Frank Sinatra?
What other Sinatra?
I don't know.
Are
I thought Britney Spears was married to some Sinatra that I didn't know about.
Sinatra
Much
Jr.
like Lisa Marie Presley is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, know. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Can someone Google if Sinatra was happily married for long?
happily specifically?
Oh, no. Apparently not. How many did he go through?
He had four wives.
Oh, he had four weddings and a funeral.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it's everyone's favourite time of the week.
Oh, my God. Tell me it's Friday.
I can't believe I'm asking this, but same, but cave, is it back?
No, it's not cave this week. I've gone with a language because of Tommy's swim. Any guesses?
Oh, same, but French.
Flemish.
No, we've done French before.
Flemish would be my guess.
Same, but English.
What else do they speak in Belgium?
Sure, it's Flemish, isn't it?
No.
German?
No, close, but it's this.
Same, but... Hetzelfde, maar dan België.
Sorry?
That is Dutch.
Oh, Dutch. I always assume Dutch and Flemish are the same language.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. Flemish, do they sound the same? Which one's the Flekkendi-Flukkendi one?
Yeah, I think that's Dutch.
That's Flemish.
Oh. Yeah, see, I think they sound the same.
Because Evie became good mates with a little girl that spoke Flemish when we were on holidays.
It's so cute.
And watching them try and communicate. Yeah. It's one of the cutest things I've ever. And then Evie started doing her pretend language, which sounded a lot like Flemish.
All right, I'm going to read you some lyrics in Dutch. Tell me what the song is. Oh, are you ready?
Read them, or you're just going to play the music behind you speaking Dutch?
No. Well, I'm just going to read you the lyrics in Dutch.
God.
It's same but spoken, because I don't know what you don't
occasionally
understand.
Occasionally has music. Okay.
Mein Moeder vertelt me. Toen ik jong was.
I know this one. My mother told me.
Oh, Bickers.
I don't reckon it is.
Oh,
Bickers. No? She's on the right track.
Start again.
Oh, no, Tommy.
Oh.
Well, can I have a go?
Sure.
It's Justin Bieber.
My mama don't.
It is not the Biebs.
Oh. Okay.
But you're on
go
the right
again.
Track. Yep. Mein Mutter vertelt me, toen ik jong was, wie zijn allemaal geboren supersterren.
I feel like it's a song that's out now. It's a new song, like a song in the last 6 months, yeah?
Nah, it's not a new one.
Oh. My mother told me.
I don't know.
Me.
Now I've got superstar.
Yeah, I've got
in
that
head.
In my head.
Superstar.
My mother told me you were a skater boy. No.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm out.
It's Gaga.
Oh. Is that saying my mother told me? I never knew that.
How do you say I was born this way? Jesse, just give us that bit. just give us that bit.
Ik was hierdie geboren.
Oh my God, did Jesse tell you?
It's sounding a bit, anyway.
Did Jesse tell you that me and him speak fluent Greek now?
Do he?
Oh.
Give it to us, guys.
I've got Mark Tokoroto, which means Mark the carrot, and Maria Tokoroto, which means Maria
the carrot.
The carrot. And that is when I closed Duolingo and thought no. And I understand
Greek
there's
boy
a Greek
over here
man
saying that's not it. Look at him shaking his head in disgust.
There's a Greek man in the corner unhappy, and we don't have time for him. So sorry.
Okay, right. I can't believe I'm asking this, but give us the next one.
En dan gaan we de hele nacht door twee stappen met die vrouw van wie ik hou.
What?
I like it, firstly. Is like
I reckon Twier Stappen might give you a little bit of a
hint. Is it something like the party don't start till I walk in?
What? Twier Stappen?
Yeah. Oh, two stepping.
Yeah!
Oh, good job!
The song?
Yeah,
no. Ed Sheeran, two step.
No?
Yeah.
No, we have some troubles at the moment.
Oh, thank God we've got it in Dutch.
All right, song number three, because just to get on the board, Zij en mijn meisje waren de beste vrienden, ja, 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 ja. Ja, 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 ja.
Oh, what goes like that?
Is that go from the beginning again?
What song goes, yeah, 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 yeah?
Go for the top.
Sie und mein Macy waren die beste Freunden. Ja, ja.
We're best friends. You're my best friend.
In the whole wide world. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know. Put us out of that movie.
So in Belgium, that song goes, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he could have sung it in tune at least.
No, it seems like it's spoken.
Pretty rich coming from you, mate.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because sometimes I think the problem with our show is we go a bit too obscure, right? Remember when we did, like, Who's Your Favourite Skarsgård?
That's right.
Yes.
I can't even tell you any of the other ones now. I've forgotten them.
I can't tell you one of them.
No.
The one that's in It, which one's that? Alexander. Anyway, he was pretty much across the board everyone's favourite Skarsgård.
The only one we knew, perhaps, yeah.
And then we had an ill-fated segment called Pregnancy Time with Tommy.
Did we?
Yes, where I gave pregnancy advice. Anyway.
We didn't do that on air. Wasn't that just in your personal life?
No. I hope we did that on air. Otherwise, I've invented a segment.
Are you working on another show in secret? Yeah, okay. Obscure thing are we doing today?
Well, I've done a monitor around the other radio stations, right? Mm. And I just think we need to be a bit more pop culture, a bit more in the moment.
Tales of the origins of the British Navy.
Now, because the tales of the origins of the British Navy, I don't know what you don't understand about it, because I spent so long at sea,
Oh, my God.
I was over.
Oh, what's interesting at sea is not interesting on land,
that
mate.
That is not true. That is not true. There was this old salty sea dog with us who would, he'd be 80 in the shade, I reckon. Yep. And did he nearly kill one of the swimmers we were with? Yes, he did.
What?
Anyway.
How? With his stories that they jumped overboard.
It's funny. This is a story of his mate going overboard.
Right.
And so he went overboard. They had to go back to pick two of them up. One of them made
it. This is during the Navy?
I'm getting to it.
Sorry, okay. Wait, how recent is this, though?
I shouldn't tell you. It's the tales of the origins of the British Navy.
I know. So this guy was in the British Navy.
Anyway, long story short, this guy died on board, and so they had to give him a sailor's burial at sea, right? Which involves...
Hold on, this is tragic.
Yes, I know.
Wait, but how long ago is it? Then it's fine.
Trying to brush over the death bit, mate.
Okay.
Anyway, so what they do when they bury soldiers at sea...
Yeah.
they put them in a sack, but and then they stitch up the sack. Do you know what they do with the last needle of thread?
I don't know, but this is the most morbid segment I've been involved in.
They don't have zippers on those bags.
He just played sailor music before, mate. This is all
wrong. It's the origins. Why don't you guys understand the word origins?
I don't know. They feel like zippers are a while. They've been around for a while.
Look, Kotsana, can you please search when the zipper was invented? Anyway, okay. With the last
needle thread. Yeah,
do you know what they do?
Stop it.
They do.
Why? Why are you telling us this?
Because this is where the origins...
And no one knows what you just did because you did it to me.
Because this is where the origins bit comes in. Because it was they needed so many people for the Navy when England was going into war, right, that they couldn't recruit sailors quick enough and no one wanted to join the Navy. So what they did is they went round to pubs and when people were drinking their beer, if they looked away, they'd put, like, I don't know if it was a penny, whatever the coin was, in their beer, right? And so then eventually the person would see that penny and they'd go to grab it from the glass and that was considered a payment from the crown. And so as soon as their hand had touched the penny, they dragged them out of the pub and they said, you've been paid to be part of the Navy now. But what that meant happened was so many sailors threw themselves overboard because they didn't want to be in the Navy.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? So to check that they, because then what they'd do is they'd bury them, right? And so they'd throw them overboard, but then they'd get out of their little sacks and swim to shore, right? Great stuff. Okay. So what they did to check they weren't still alive.
They got out of their sacks?
Yes. Okay. With their last stitch, because they pretend, they go, oh gosh, Tommy's dead. So chuck him overboard in a sack. And then I'd go, ha ha, I'm not dead. I just didn't want to be in the Navy. So I'd swim out of my sack and swim to shore.
Okay, so you're saying to check that they were men that were meant to be in the Navy when they saw them come to shore?
No.
No?
The last stitch, when they were about to bury them, instead of putting the last stitch through the sack, they put the last stitch through the dead soldiers.
Okay, the zipper was invented in 1851.
No, bro, I'm still on board. No. It's not like the sailors.
Play the intro. Play the intro again.
But I don't get why.
Explain it to her off air.
Yeah, okay.
Tales of the origins of the British Navy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Do you know who was in Zakynthos after us?
Who is Zakynthos?
You know Zach, we went to Zakynthos on our way home from our overseas trip. Zakynthos in Greece.
Do you know what my mum said? And she was so cute. She said, isn't Carrie amazing returning back to work so quickly after that? And I said, after a 2-week cruise.
Zakynthos was just one island and we sat there in warm water, isn't bath water, and we drank pina coladas and rested.
And
yes.
Carrie was able to go to work straight after a holiday, mum.
To be fair, you were completely munted on when I saw you on Thursday after your flight home, and that was just you in first class. I took three kids in economy, and I was tired, okay?
Sorry, I was fine.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
You weren't at the top of your game, but you were
fine. I haven't been at the top of my game for years, mate.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you who was in Zakynthos after us.
Okay, who?
Samuel L. Jackson and Magic Johnson.
Really?
I could have hung out with Magic Johnson and Samuel L. Jackson.
And you would have blended right in. I would have said, who are those three tall units over there?
They went to the same place as we went.
Imagine if it was just one person and people were just being racist.
Oh, my God. No, they've posted pics of them together. But what a cool crew I could have been a part of.
And who was there when you were there?
Just me and my family.
God.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon? We reckon if people are weighing up which weeks they want to be there,
the Carrie week or the Samuel L. Jackson week.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.